Hello and welcome to Subthreads, a Greater Green Bay Society of the Llama audio experience. I'm your host, Nicholas Wattier, bringing you a recap of the things you probably missed on the Llama this week. Now, if you aren't already familiar with the Llama, go back in the podcast archives and check out episode 1, where I laid the foundation for what all of this is about. Essentially, I'm covering the comments section of a Facebook news group as a legitimate news source. I know that sounds odd, but trust me, there's a whole lot more interesting stuff going on there than you would probably imagine. Anyways, let's get on with today's show. In a January 1st appearance on WFRV's Local 5 This Morning television program, current Mayor Jim Schmidt offered significant praise to the Titletown and Downtown districts in providing a multitude of entertainment options to ring in the new year. He also estimated that the economic impact of a football-less January could be as much as $13 million. This spurred some excellent discussion in the subthreads regarding the validity of the figure. While several commenters sought clarification of how the number was derived, others made claim that most, if not nearly all of the money brought in, stays in the pockets of already wealthy business owners in the Lambeau Field, Titletown, and Ashwaubenon areas. This prompted local business owners, Glenn Sherman of Prohibition Lounge and Charlie Wilson of Nectar, to share their experiences of enhanced tourist traffic downtown as a result of events happening at Lambeau Field, reminding everybody that the out-of-towners are here for a game, but generally stick around for a couple days, and clarifying that much of the revenue impact does end up in the hands of employees in the form of increased schedule capacity and tips. Several commenters also made claim that the mayor should be working to attract conventions to fill hotel vacancies rather than relying on the Packers to fill rooms for him. Frequent commenters Christopher Pullman and Alderman Brian Johnson joined the conversation to provide significant business insight into what decisions are in the hands of the Visitors and Conventions Bureau, the mayor's office, and the business owners themselves, even bringing to light the idea that one in the hand may not be worth two in the bush in some cases. You see, depending on how the conference facility or hotel manages their pricing and cost structures, they may make more money gambling on whether or not the Packers will have a game. Most hotels charge triple the standard rate for a game day, and a lot of conventions require a lot of additional staffing. So it isn't always a cut and dry situation that we should book the rooms. Sometimes leaving them open for a maybe is a better financial decision. Jeff Boylier, business reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette, jumped in to mention the district's youth conference would in fact be in town this weekend, filling 9 hotels and bringing in 4,500 attendees from all over the state, bringing an estimated economic impact of $2.3 million. Mayor Schmidt also mentioned that election papers were due on Thursday at 5 p.m., saying that new leadership is healthy. This leads us into our next story, right after these words from our sponsor. All right, well, back to Mayor Schmidt's point. New leadership is healthy, and we are at no shortage of options for the next election. Paul Bushy, Patrick Buckley, Patrick Evans, Eric Gingrich, Joe Moore, Nick Mortensen, Mark Stoyer, and Guy Zimmer have all declared their candidacy for the position to be decided at the polls November 6th. That's right, 8 candidates, and officially, Mayor Jim Schmidt is not seeking re-election. As I suggested last week, many of our commenters are clamoring for a battle between Moore and Zimmer, perpetuating memes of dinosaurs, dumpster fires, and the most delicious of malt beverages. All callbacks to the pair's colorful history. Nick Mortensen joined the conversation, stating that Zimmer's involvement may be detrimental to Buckley's campaign, despite the fact that Buckley has already been endorsed by the Brown County Republican Party. Nick also claimed that he himself may have been the catalyst that convinced Zimmer to run and suggested rules to a Green Bay mayoral race drinking game. To be quite honest, there was a lot of bickering in this part of the thread that I'm just going to skip over. There was something about John Cena, hand grenades, and Brett Favre. If you're interested, check out the links in the show notes. Meanwhile, Patrick Evans billboards have been spotted in the area in both English and Spanish, while John Muir of WTAQ Talk Radio has already had Guy Zimmer on his program. This should be a very interesting race with a lot of very qualified candidates. Copper State Brewing Company has launched a Lucky Llama IPA. The limited feature beer is said to commemorate Abstract the Llama, who was escorted across the Reinishke Memorial Bridge by Mayor Schmidt, dressed as Father Time. The Green Bay Llama was quick to point out that Schmidt was not the character dressed as Father Time. And, in Abstract's absence, Sigourney Vanderveer of Llama fame took it upon herself to make some origami llamas to stand in their place. Great job, Sigourney. Keep the Green Bay tradition alive. Thank you so much. We're legitimately proud of this one. Well, that's it for today, but before we go, here's just a bit of fun trivia for you. That first story about Minute with the Mayor was all derived from the comments of just one timeline post. Isn't that something? Now, that post had over 80 comments at the time that I did my homework. I think it's well over 100 comments now if you include the subthreads. And that's kind of the way it goes. So the coverage of the mayoral election, that was 8 different thread posts. We had a few people that created their own unique Guy Zimmer post rather than adding on to the one that was already out there. That happens from time to time. But if you'd like to dig deeper into any of these threads and see what I left out or what may have developed since I did the writing or recording, links are located in the show description. If you don't have it in your podcast app, I know they're definitely on Anchor.fm/subthreads. I'd like to take a moment to give a shout out and special thanks to Jeff Boilier, Bollier. That's what it looks like. I'm thanking him for providing a phonetic spelling and pronunciation of his name on his Facebook profile. That was very helpful. And I think I actually didn't butcher it in the story, if I remember correctly. Anyways, thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for everybody who was mentioned in this episode. And thank you for listening to the show. If you like what I'm doing, please leave a rating and review on your podcast app of choice. There's over 9 of them now. But that really helps other people find us. And don't forget to subscribe yourself so you don't miss the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us. Subthreads@whatierent.com. That's WAUTIERENT.com. I'm so excited to have you on this journey with me to promote what I call community journalism, using our collective knowledge to form a better and more complete story for the good of everyone. That's it for today. Until next time, I will see you in the subthreads.